The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We bless your name, O God, for the gift of life. We bless your name, O God, for the gift of this day. We bless your name, O God. We exalt you and uplift you. There is no God like unto thee, O Lord. Liberato si brikete imakayatu. Libebe iteke baruku tu kabrite e bazuku tu kabante. Hallelujah. Libreke teke baruku tu kapaya. This is the day that the Lord has made. Ile baba baba baba. That we should be glad and rejoice in it. Libebe iteke baruku tu kapaya kata kapaya. Ibaba, you have given us life today to live and continue to manifest your glory. This very life that we have today belongs to you, O Lord. We acknowledge that this morning. We honor you this morning, O God. Beloved, it's a new day. Beloved, God has given us life to live. Today is the Wednesday, 22nd. Of March 2022 in 2023 in the year of the Lord. I welcome you to this day. I welcome you to this Wednesday. 22nd March 2023. A prophetic day. Tomorrow too is another prophetic day. Ratako shekele brokoto rati ote. Declare the blood. We enter by the blood. We have been redeemed by the blood. We have been justified by the blood. We have been cleansed by the blood. We have been washed with the blood. The blood is our foundation. The blood is our authority. The blood of Jesus Christ. The Lamb that was slain, the Passover lamb, the
throne room of God. By the blood we enter,
Everybody, give attention to these prayers. Give attention. Lebebe ito kalebre eteke baruko to kapanta. Libreke teke baruko to kapa itele basoko to kabaya. This day is your day. This day is your day. This day is for you and myself. This day is for God and myself. It's for God and myself. This day is our day. It's our day. Is the day for God and myself. 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 Say that is the day for you, my Father, and myself. The two of us are partners in this day. Aparabashata kabayata kaba, iproto kabarabasata kaba, Iprokoto rebabaita kabaya. Iprokoto rebashata kabaya kata. Ndele baba leketeke baro. Le baba leketeke baro koto kapanta la basha. Arakata kabrata kabarakata. Ipreketeke baro koto kapante. Ijeketeke baro koto kabale. Le baba lokoto kabarabasho koto kapanta. Le brokoto rebasha kata kabayata. Le brokoto rababa itala bashata. Ile baba leketeke baro koto kaba. I prokoto kaba lekato kalebre eteke barokoto jebre keteke barokoto kabanta la basheketeke balokoto kabaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We celebrate you, O God. Shele brokoto kabali. Le brokoto rabasha kata kabaya. Le brokoto kabaraka takaba. Le broketeke barokoto kabaya. Ile papa iteke broto kabaraka taka baleke teke baroko tu kabaraka taka baya. Ile papa loko tu kabaraka taka baya. Le papa loko tu kabaroko tu kabale. Le broko tu kabaleke teke baroko tu kabaya. Le papa leke teke baloko tu kabaraka taka baya kata. Yes, Lord. Ile papa roko tu kabaraba basto kabaloko tu. Li papa loko to ke baraka ta kabale ke te ke baro. Li breke te ke baro koto kabayaka ta kabayaka ta. Li broko to kabaraka ta kaba ite ke bale ke te ke bara. Li papa le ke te ke proto ra pa 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 pa. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody pray, say this after. Say, Lord.
This morning,
as we come before you, through the blood of Jesus Christ,
through the blood of Jesus Christ,
we confess our sins.
We confess any door,
any gate.
We ourselves
have opened
knowingly or unknowingly,
for the enemy
to pass through,
and to work against us.
We confess
and renounce the doorways. The gateways
let mercy speak for us.
Even as we confront all tests of impossibility,
all tests of impossibility,
all tests of delays,
and many other all tests,
as we confront them today,
blessed Holy Spirit,
lead us, and guide us, in the exhortation,
give us the timely exhortation
for the topic that we are about to deal with today.
We bless you,
we
Lord.
We honor you.
We exalt you,
for you,
Lord,
are the God,
yes,
who
Lord,
forgives our sins,
oh Jesus,
and who hears our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We pray.
Thank you, Lord. We
in
pray
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
I say, resurrection. Good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, or Resurrection Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja with our technician, Boja Worldwide, Yes, under the media team being led by Mrs. Babina Finwalker and others, Mr. Richard Blaushi, Mr. Malan, and Mrs. Malan. These are the powerful team we have over there in our media. We Tandel and Joshua, of course, Joshua Kuma. In fact, Joshua was the one who actually connected us to the pod being. He was the one who, established this. He was the one who introduced us to pod being. And Joshua, I believe that God is going to honor you one of the days. Yes, we thank the Lord. You know, we must always use our expertise to build the kingdom of God. Somebody should write it. We should always use our expertise to boost the work of God. We must always use our expertise to build the kingdom of God and to boost the work of God. Somebody should write it down. We must always use our expertise to build the kingdom of God and to boost the kingdom of God. The seminars you have attended, the things you have studied, don't say the church didn't send me to school. It was God who gave you grace. I'm telling you, people don't have eyes. People don't have hands. Yesterday, I sent a video about this man without hands. He has the hands, but not without fingers. Thank you. He has hands, but without fingers. He was born without fingers. But the man is holding masters. The man plays guitar. I forgot to add a quote under it. The man said to himself that he doesn't see, that he doesn't know that he doesn't have fingers. Within himself, even when he was a baby, when the mother is saying that, oh, you can't do it, say, no, I can do it. He washes his things. He eats. He picks things. Ha, 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 ha. And he is a guitarist, bass guitarist. He has played for Sinach and most of these top Nigerian districts. Yes. Yes. So I got something that, beloved, everything is inside you. I'm telling you. When you say you can do it, you can do it. When you say you can do it. So, beloved, let us use our expertise to build the kingdom of God and boost the kingdom of God. For it is God who help you to get to where you are. Some people are in positions, but the kingdom of God never benefits. Yes. The position that you are, how is the kingdom of God benefiting from that position? Answer that yourself. Today, the Holy Spirit has begun us with us on the hot note because of what we are going to deal with. We are destroying evil and wicked satanic altars of impossibilities. We are destroying evil and wicked satanic altars of impossibilities. Altars of impossibilities. In other words, evil and wicked satanic altars against our possibilities. Against our possibilities. Against our possibilities. Against our possibilities. Yesterday, I listened to a message by a young lady. And as I was listening, the Holy Spirit just prompted me. You say, are you hearing? That is your story. The same. My God, my God, my God. Young lady, not yet even 40 years. You know, God, the Holy Spirit speaks through people. Sometimes a word from somewhere will just ignite something in you. That's how God does it. A word from somewhere will just stir something in you, and God will begin to direct you. The Holy Spirit will begin to direct you. We have dealt with these altars before. This, what we are going to pray, this is not the first time. But do you know something? The Holy Spirit knows all things. So at a point, he knows what we should deal with. Hello? He knows what we should deal with. That's why we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to lead us in our prayers and everything. We should not just get up and begin to pray anyhow, and then we call it sensual prayers. We have what we call sensual prayers. Anytime you find yourself in a situation, please, those of you who can speak in tongues, my God, that's your greatest advantage. That's your greatest advantage. If you cannot speak in tongues, just begin to say, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge. Holy Spirit, take charge through the blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, take, that's all. These two things is how you should confront any issue, any emergency. And I'm telling you, an angel will appear. Somebody will just appear with an idea. An idea will just drop in your head. A breaker angel will just appear. A delivery angel will just appear. And do you know, angels enter into human beings. Yes, somebody will be acting. It's an angel acting through the person. Now, altars, we have dealt with this. But it has become necessary again to deal with this. Once the Holy Spirit has dropped it, that there is an altar called altar of impossibilities or altar against possibilities. Hey, there are some things that I want to, you know, this altar thing began in Judges chapter 6 from verse 11 to 32. Judges chapter 6. From verse 11 to 37. Judges chapter 6 from verse 11 to 37. But for the sake of time, we are going to read from verse, let us see the verse that we are going to read. Yes. It's about Gideon. Yes, it's about Gideon. I want to read from verse 17. Look at me. I wrote verse 37 to 26 instead of verse 17. The same mistake I made. Numbers 11, 31. The day bomb prayers that I sent. Numbers 11, 31. I wrote Numbers 11, 6. I think that time, six. So please, Numbers 11, 31 yesterday. From verse 17 of Judges chapter 6, Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you." And the Lord said, "I'll wait until you return." Now, let me explain this. The Lord did not, the angel did not tell Gideon. When you see the Lord here, first, anytime you see angel and then later you see the Lord in capital, that is what you call Christophany. It means Jesus Christ revealed himself in the Old Testament as an angel. We call him Christophany. So this was Christophany. So this angel that actually appeared to Gideon was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But because it is not yet time for him to appear in the human form, we call him Christophany. Remember this, oh, after this angel of the Lord interacted with Gideon, and Gideon said, "If you are the one, wait for me. Let me bring an offering. If I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me." You see that the Lord didn't reject the offering. The Lord didn't reject you. Look, anything you are convicted to do for the Lord, do. Like Mr. Malan sent me a testimony yesterday about what I was sharing about the lady pastor, that the same thing happened when she, they were also to have a child. They say, "God, if you not give us, you are still God. We will still worship you." Immediately they said that, the wife became pregnant. You see, the moment you put that challenge, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, willingly say, "God, if you not heal me, if you not take this disease, if you will not give me this, I will not stop worshiping you. I will die with you. You are mine. I am yours forever." Look, if it's a demon, after saying this, the demon will become embarrassed. The demon itself will just say, "Charlie, we are wasting time. It is finished. Let's leave." So you see, do things by revelation, by conviction, and by faith. It is individualistic. The Lord waited and Gideon went to bring the hot, the offering. And the Lord said, I'll wait until you return. 19. Gideon went in, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour, he made bread without yeast, putting the meat in a basket and its broth in a pot. He brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. You know, what Gideon prepared looked like communion, bread without yeast. 20. The angel of the Lord said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread. You see, the angel now was involved in the offering. He was now directing. You see, if Gideon had not given, the angel would not say anything. But this, you see, we must take steps. God will not tell you, but by faith, conviction. Yes, faith, conviction, revelation. 20. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock, and pour out the broth. And Gideon did so. 21. With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die. 24. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abiel. You see, this was the first altar. He built an altar for the appearance of an angel. In the Old Testament, anytime God appears to them, they build an altar. Because once appearance of God changes your life forever, and like I've been doing, anytime I'm reading the Bible or listen something and then there is a revelation, I put an offering down. I put a special seed down. I say, that was the practice of the Old Testament. No wonder when you are listening to the word of God, you drop an offering on the altar. That is the same thing. You are building an altar. It means you are welcoming that thing. It means you are becoming one with what has happened. So Gideon built an altar for what? For the appearance of the Lord. That God, Jesus appeared to him. The angel of the Lord appeared to him. In the Old Testament, we say the angel of the Lord appeared to him. But that was not all. Verse 25. That same night, too, the day that Gideon built an altar, that same night, the Lord said to him, maybe in a dream, or whilst he was asleep, take the second bull from your father's head, the one 7 years old, tear down your father's altar to Baal, and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering. 27. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was afraid of his family and the men of the town, he did it at night rather than in daytime. Now, the rest is history. Now, the Lord said to him, tear down your father's altar and build a proper altar for me. God is interested in altars. Do you know why Jesus Christ in the New Testament didn't teach about these altars and all that? The New Testament Christianity is more of within. It's more of within, not without. The Old Testament was more of what? Without. They were doing things outwardly. In fact, you are forced to do it, whether you believe it or not. But Christianity is more of what within. But it doesn't mean that without too is not important. Because Jesus established the communion. Communion is an altar. In the New Testament, you are a living altar. Your heart is an altar. But then you can also establish an altar. A place where I stand to pray. In the church. Look, when you read Revelation, we have altar in heaven. Don't we have altar in heaven? Anything in Revelation that is in heaven, it must be on earth here. That will be done on earth as it is all done in all heaven. Yes. So if we have altar in heaven, that's why in the church, every shrine, every place, there is a place that is called the altar. Is the most powerful place. The altar is the converging point between humanity and divinity. It's where humanity and divinity meet. On the altar, altar is like Jacob's ladder, where angels or demons are always, patrolling up and down. I'm telling you, altars are living places. And especially when sacrifices are made on these altars. Now, why are we dealing with altars today in the New Testament? It's because some of these things, they are real. They are real. They are real. We are in a warfare. Yes, Christianity is warfare. But we don't fight in our own strength. We fight in the strength of God through the Holy Spirit. We are also fighting from a victory point because Jesus has already won the victory. Our fight is to enforce that for which Christ has already died for us. That's our fight. If you think that Jesus has already died, it's finished. And so you can sleep, you cheat yourself. Things don't just work that way. I made this statement, child of God, don't just sit and allow things to just work. Don't sit and allow things to just work. Make things to work. Engage God. Engage the blood. Engage the Holy Spirit. Engage the word of God. The written word. Engage. It is written. It is written. It is written. Engage it. Engage it. Engage it. Yes. Engage it. The written word. Engage the written word. Now, I want to connect this to a very powerful revelation that somebody is going to have right now. I want to connect this to Joshua chapter 6. Judges 6, then Joshua 6. Why are we dealing with altars? On the altars, invocations are made. On the altars, incantations are made. On the altars, sacrifices are made. It's okay. On the altars, altars are not just bare places. So what happens on the altars? Sacrifices, invocations, incantations, curses. Remember Balaam, when the king of Moab, Balak, transacted or contracted Balaam to place a curse on the Israelites. In Numbers 22:23 going, they built altars. Yes, they built altars on the mountains. Each of the altar, three altars, and then sacrifice animals. Then he will invoke. He will speak words. Then demons will appear. Yes, or the angel will appear. When you go and study Judges well, this thing that we just read about Gideon. Yes, the Lord was interested in that altar. And when he put the sacrifice on the altar, the Lord was holding hot a sword. Yes,
And after stretching it, it caught fire with the tip of the staff. Yes, the Lord was holding out a staff or a rod. And with the tip of it, fire flared and consumed the sacrifice, meaning that the sacrifice has been hot, accepted. Now, let's look at something in Joshua. Today, I want somebody to pray with anger. Honestly, let me just read it and then I say, Joshua, let's look at, I'm still in Judges, sorry. Let's look at Joshua. Joshua is before Judges. In Joshua chapter 6, after the wall of Jericho fell, after Joshua led the conquering of Jericho, Joshua made an invocation. Joshua placed a curse. And let's look at it. It is not written, but it is believed that Joshua built an altar. He didn't just say it. It is believed that Joshua built an altar. Because those days, you don't just speak. It is believed that Joshua built an altar, even though it is not written. Yeah. Let's look at the invocation or the utterance or the curse that the curse that Joshua made over the land. Joshua chapter 6. Let's look at verse 26. At that time, Joshua announced this solemn oath. Cursed before the Lord is the man who undertakes to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn son, will he lay its foundations. At the cost of his youngest, will he set up its gates. 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. So this case, Joshua agreed. Do you know who became a victim of this? There was a man called Hiel. He called Hiel, Hiel, H-I-E-L, Hiel, in the days of Ahab. Let us go. I mean, I am just being, as if we should start to pray. Say, from today, I am no longer a victim of any pattern, of any cycle, resulting from any case, resulting from any altar. Let any altar standing against my possibilities cease to exist, expire in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings 16. 1 Kings 16. Do you know who became a victim of this? The sons, two sons of a man called Hiel. 1 Kings 16, 34. 1 Kings 16, 34. In Ahab's time, Hiel, H-I-E-L, of Bethel, rebuilt Jericho. He laid his foundation at the cost of his firstborn son, Abiram. And he set up his gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Joshua, son of Nun. So, Abiram and Segub, they became the victim of this case. They became the victim of this altar. Now, did Hiel know this? Did he know that a curse has been placed on anyone who will try to build Jericho? Look, sometimes where your shop is, you don't know the invocation that has been made on the ground. I'm telling you, where you build your house, you don't know what has been done there. Maybe somebody was being killed. Somebody's blood was being poured at the place. And the person pronounced a curse. Curse is this ground. It shall never produce. Look, we Christians, we need to be careful. Yesterday, I went to dedicate one of our brother's accommodation. And the Lord gave me a scripture. Oh, my God. A simple scripture. Proverbs 15:3. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. And that was the scripture I just declared when I was going to sleep. Say, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, watching evil and good. Watching evil and good. Do you know how to pray that? If God's eyes are watching evil and good, do you know what it means to you? Say, God, as your eyes are watching evil and good, permit only good in this house. Permit only good and prevent evil. Permit good, people. Permit good and prevent evil. 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 Even as I'm going to sleep, Lord, permit only good to happen in my sleep and prevent evil. Permit good today and prevent evil, because the eyes of the Lord sees all. So let's go back to Joshua. Here, this man who rebuilt Jericho, was he aware? Did he know that Jericho has been cursed? And do you know what it means that he laid the foundation at his firstborn, Abiram? Abiram and Segub, they became hot victims. Do you know he sacrificed them? Because when they started building, they started having problems. So do you know they had to sacrifice human blood? They had to sacrifice. Hey, they had to sacrifice. My God, look, the spiritual realm is real. Spiritual realm is real. It's real. It's real, oh. Spiritual realm is real. There are things, but thank God for Christ. Only those of us who are in Christ, we are safe and secure. But then we must do warfare. Beloved, Abiram and Segub, they became a victim. Segub. Abiram and Segub. Abiram and Segub. Is it B? Abiram and Segub. Is that not what I'm saying? Abiram and Segub. Abiram and Segub. Abiram and Segub. Some of these biblical names are something. I sent this thing of a South African broadcaster pronouncing the names of the minister that have been appointed. And he said, please, let's go for a break. Some of these names, they are something. After mentioning only three. Yes. You know, these people became a victim. Please, let us be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is why we need to live in the Holy Spirit, so that the Bible said that he will guide us into all truth. So that he knows what we should deal with at a particular point. Please, stop running around, because you have the solution. The solution is the Holy Spirit. Get closer to him. Relax. Look, somebody was saying that instead of running with the devil, crawl with God. Wait on him. One thing that the Holy Spirit will drop, pray like this, one prayer point, it will reset your 10 years of delay. It will reset your 20, it will restore 20 years of whatever. Unfortunately, we want quick answers. So we are running around. No! Crawl with God. Wait on him until you receive one word. Bah! Many have run and run into trouble. They are running with altars. They are running with things. Today and Friday, next week, we are dealing with altars. Altars of impossibilities. Or altars fighting our possibilities. Do you know that in some family, there had been some secret covenant that no one will rise beyond me? In some companies, look, when some people are going on retirement, do you know what they say? Do you know what they say to the next person who is coming to take over? Look, do you want your name to vanish? Nobody wants his name to vanish. No. So they will say something. The person who is coming should not do more than me. The person who is coming should not do more than me. The person who is coming should be sick. The person who is taking over should be this, should be that. This land, anyone that will build on this land, let his children die. A land on which blood is shed. Somebody is killed when they are killing the person. Yes, God told Cain, ask him, where is your brother? Say, am I my brother's keeper? Where is Abel? Say, his blood is crying on the ground. His blood. That's why you don't just go and build and then you move into your room. The ground must be redeemed. The ground must be spoken to. Here in Africa, we use cars. Praise God for that. They are better. They are better than old ones. But when God gives you the grace, you buy a brand new one. But we start with you use one, use clothing. Lay hands on them and detach. There's any spirit that has previously used the thing. Anybody that has detached the person, detach the spirit of the person and attach the Holy Spirit to it. Sanctify the thing. That is what we do. So right now we are going to pray. Listen. Anytime there is a cycle and patterns are a direct manifestation of two things, altars and foundations. It means there is an altar. It means there is a foundation. Anytime something has happened once, second time, twice, thrice, and it is two things, altar and foundation. They are similar. Altar and hot foundation. The family of Abraham, they suffered patterns and cycles in delayed childbirth. Abraham's childbirth delayed. The son, Isaac, the wife, Rebecca's childbirth delayed. The grandson, Jacob, the wife that Jacob loved so much, Rahel, childbirth hot, delayed. So you see a pattern. You see a cycle. What sin has Abraham committed? It is not said. It is not said. Patterns and cycles. We have good ones and bad. We are dealing with evil. Anytime something wrong. So 2023 is going to end the same way like 2022. Say no way.
No way.
Say 2023. My 2023 will not end like any other year. Say the month of March will not end like last year March. This month of March, this week must be different. Must be different. Must be different. Say, my Father in heaven, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, I refuse to be a victim of any altar, any invocation, any curse.
I refuse to be a victim.
I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
I destroy.
I destroy.
I destroy.
I destroy.
All tests of impossibilities.
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 Any altar. Fighting my possibilities.
Fighting my possibilities.
Any altar.
Any altar.
Fighting my possibilities.
Fighting my possibilities.
Any evil.
Any evil.
Wicked.
Wicked.
And satanic altar.
Satanic altar.
Fighting my possibilities.
Fighting my possibilities.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed.
Say consuming fire of God.
Consuming fire of God.
Consume.
Consume.
In the satanic altar.
In the satanic altar.
In the evil and wicked altar.
In the evil and wicked
altar. Of impossibilities.
Of impossibilities.
In my life.
In my life.
In the satanic and evil altar.
In the satanic and evil altar.
Of impossibilities.
Of impossibilities.
In my life.
In my life.
In the evil.
In the evil.
In the wicked.
In the wicked.
In satanic altar.
In satanic altar.
Of impossibilities,
In
my life,
in my life,
let the consuming,
let the
fire,
consuming
of
fire of
God
consume,
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 consume, consume,
consume,
consume,
consume,
consume,
consume,
consume, consume,
consume.
Yes, pray that prayer right now.
Let the consuming fire of God consume any altar. In my life, fighting my possibilities,
Recycling
altars.
Come now, happen now, come now, happen now, come 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 now,
now. Happen now. Come now. Happen now. Come now. Happen now. Come now. Happen now. Come now. Happen now.
Happen now. Yes, Lord. Happen now. Happen now. Happen now. Happen now. Happen now. Come now, happen now. Come now, happen now. Come now,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any voice.
Any voice.
That has been established.
That has been established.
Any evil voice.
Any evil voice.
Any wicked voice.
Any wicked voice.
That has been established.
That has been established.
On any altar.
On any altar.
That is still speaking.
That is still speaking.
Against my possibilities.
Against my possibilities.
That is speaking.
That is speaking.
Against my possibilities.
Against my possibilities.
That is speaking.
That is speaking.
Against my possibilities.
Against my possibilities.
With the Holy Ghost fire.
With the Holy Ghost
let
fire.
Let that voice.
Let that voice.
Be shut down.
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 Permanently.
Permanently.
Be shut down.
Let that voice be shut down.
Be shut down. We are going to pray that like Abiram and Segub, like Abiram and Segub, I refuse to be a victim of any curse.
Amen.
I refuse to be a victim of any invocation, any evil spoken word. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. Any evil word that has been spoken to the house where I live, to the ground where I live, any evil word that has been spoken where my business is located, any altar that has been built there secretly, any altar that has been buried in the ground, from generations to possess the land. Now, let me break it and say this. Do you know that at certain points under the sea, do you know that Roman Catholics have the statue of Mary under the seabed? Do you know that? Yes, I've seen it. On a video. Yes. Quite those who dive. Those who go under the sea. Yes. The two pictures. The statue of Mary. Yes. At certain point. That's why Roman Catholic has conquered. The world. You think it's just. That is an altar. Yes. The statue of Mary. Not one place, different places at continents, almost at the edge of every continent, they built the statue of Mary. I don't know how that was done. You can see there, under the sea, build the statue of Mary. Yes, I have seen that video. And the Lord said, you know why I'm showing you? So that when people are possessing, they are not just possessing. They have an altar that is supporting them. Say, any altar, any evil altar that is sponsoring my enemies, any evil altar that is giving support to my enemies, to fight my possibility. Any evil altar. Supporting my enemies.
Empowering my enemies.
Empowering my enemies. Let it scatter by fire.
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 scatter by fire. Let it 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 scatter by fire.
Let it scatter by fire.
Any evil and wicked altar.
Any evil and wicked altar.
Empowering.
Empowering.
My enemies.
My enemies.
Empowering.
Empowering.
Enemies to my possibilities.
My possibilities.
Enemies to 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 my possibilities.
Any evil and wicked altar. Empowering.
Empowering.
Enemies to my possibilities.
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 Catch Holy Ghost fire.
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 Catch fire now.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Le papa lekete ke ba lekete ke ba lekete. Le papa lekete ke ba lekete. Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Le papa lekete ke ba lekete.
Le papa lekete ke ba
lekete. Le papa
rakata ka ba lekete.
Le
baba lekete ke barokoto.
Le
baba lekete ke bale.
Le
baba lekete ke bale.
Le
baba rekete ke bale.
Le
baba ite ke babo.
Le
baba lokoto ka bale kete.
Le
baba lokoto ka lekete.
Le
baba lokoto ka bale.
Lekete
ke bale kete ke bale.
Yes, yes, yes.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
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 Any
evil and wicked altar.
Any evil and wicked altar.
Empowering my enemies.
Empowering my enemies.
The enemies to my possibilities.
The enemies to my possibilities.
The enemies to my possibilities.
To my possibilities.
Wherever they are located.
Wherever they are located.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From my workplace.
From my workplace.
In my office.
In my office.
In my neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
In the church.
From my hometown.
From my hometown.
From my hometown.
Wherever they are located.
Wherever they are located.
Any evil.
Any evil.
A wicked altar. Empowering.
Empowering. The enemies.
To my possibilities. Catch Holy Ghost fire.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Look, it is working. It is working. There is freedom. There is liberty. Our last prayer point. We have 5 minutes more. Yes. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
like
Christ.
Like Abiram.
Like Abiram.
And Segob.
And Segob.
In 1 Kings.
In 1 Kings.
Chapter 16.
Chapter 16.
1 Kings.
1 Kings.
Chapter 16.
Chapter 16.
1 Kings.
1 Kings.
Chapter 16.
Verse 34.
Verse 34.
Verse 34.
1 Kings 16, 34.
1 Kings 16, 34.
1 Kings 16, 34.
1 Kings 16, 34.
Like Abiram.
Like Abiram and Segob.
And Segob.
And say, God,
I refuse,
refuse
to be a victim,
to be a victim
of any evil,
of any evil
invocation,
invocation,
any evil,
any evil,
wicked,
and wicked
invocation.
Invocation.
I mention your
I,
name.
Gladys
I,
Boja,
I and my family.
I and my family.
I
and my family.
And my husband.
And my husband.
And my wife.
And my children.
And my children.
And my children.
We will not.
We will not.
From today.
From today.
We cease to be victims.
We cease to be victims.
Cease to be victims.
We 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 break ourselves out.
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 We break ourselves out. ourselves out.
We break ourselves out. We break ourselves out. We break ourselves out.
We break.
We break.
We break. We break.
We break.
We break.
We break. We break.
We break.
We break.
We break.
I break myself.
I break myself.
I break myself.
I break myself.
I break myself out.
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 I break ourselves out.
I break myself out. Out of any evil,
any evil,
wicked invocation,
wicked invocation,
wicked invocation,
wicked invocation,
wicked invocation,
from any altar,
from any altar,
I break myself out,
I break myself out,
I break myself out,
I break myself out,
I break my family out,
I break myself out,
I break my husband out,
I break
our children out,
I break my husband out,
I break our families out,
I break my wife out,
I break
my children out,
I break,
I break, I break, I break,
I break,
I break, every member of Deliverance Assemblies of God, everyone online right now, everyone online,
everyone online,
everyone who is following online right now, those who will be following later, I break them out with the blood, I break them out
with the blood,
I break them out with the blood,
I
break them out with the blood,
and the Holy Ghost fire,
I break them out, I break them out,
I break them out,
I break them out,
I break them out,
I break them out, I break them out,
I break them out,
I break them out, I break them out, I break them out,
break
them.
Our children out. Break ourselves out.
We break our children out.
From every evil
We break it, we take it, we refuse, we resist, we refuse, 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 we ref
reality, family law, will be victims, oh God, to
in
evil
Jesus' mighty name.
Invocations. Man.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Let new things begin to happen.
Let new things begin
new
to happen.
Experience new from today.
Experiences from
new
today.
Experiences from
new
today.
Experiences
new experiences from
today.
New experiences from today.
To confirm
I am ready
that
to
this
testify.
Month is my month
I am
of
willing to testify.
I am
we
willing
are
to
willing.
Testify.
We are alert.
Yes, oh Lord.
We are awake.
Yes, Lord.
We are sensitive.
Yes, oh Lord.
We are ready.
We will testify.
Let the story change.
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 Let there be a reset.
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 Let the story change.
Let the story change. Let the story change positively.
Let the story change
positively.
Let the story change positively.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Man.
We give glory to God. There is a reset.
Amen.
I tell you, there is a reset.
Amen.
I tell you, there is a reset. God bless you, Kaglipo. God bless you, dear Papa and Mama. Yes. Yes, it's a long time. Yes, I've been praying for you. I want to send an audio to you. Yes, and family. Yes, God bless all of you. Yes. In fact, there is a reset.
Amen.
There is a reset. I hear this word right now. I am rebranding. I am rebranding my daughter. I am rebranding my son, my God. I sow into this word myself. There is a rebranding. There is a rebranding. There is a rebranding. There is a rebranding. There is a rebranding in the house. There is a rebranding. There is a rebranding. 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 Rebranding, 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 rebranding. Oh, yes, Lord. Kaba yatakoli, brete omashi katuka yataka. Likao takili, ipratako mashantakaya. Why should they say, where is their God? From today, those who are asking, where is your God? your God will answer them. Amen. Let your testimony answer them. Yes. Let your testimony answer those who are saying, where is their God? Amen. Those who are saying, but you are a committed Christian, but you go to church, but why are you not prospering? Why are you also suffering this? Let your testimony answer them. Amen. I say your testimony answer them. Amen. Your possibility testimony is answering them. Today, your possibility testimony is going to shut their mouths forever. Your possibility testimony is going to draw them to come and know the church you attend, to come and hear the prayers you are praying. Your possibility testimony is going to draw them to the God you serve. Your possibility testimony is drawing, is drawing, is drawing, is drawing. There is a reset in the house, a reset anointing. A rebranding, yes, anointing. A reset, yes, anointing. A rebranding, yes, anointing. Lord. Somebody should receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive a reset anointing. A rebranding anointing. 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 A reset anointing. A rebranding. The anointing.
Jesus' name.
What does that mean? The one who rejected you will begin to look for you.
Amen.
Where you were rejected, you will be celebrated.
Amen.
You will be celebrated. You will be celebrated. You will be celebrated.
Amen.
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 Where you couldn't succeed, you are succeeding.
Amen.
You are succeeding.
Amen.
You are succeeding.
Yes, Lord.
The person who threw your document away.
Jesus.
The person who threw your document away. The person who threw your document away is now attending to your document. Is ready now to attend to your document. Is ready now to attend to your document. The person who does not want to see your face want to hear from you now.
Amen.
Want to hear from you and see your face. From today, call yourself, I am a rebranded person. I am a reset person. I am no longer that person that you knew. The anointing of God has rebranded me. The blood of Jesus Christ has rebranded and reset me. I am moving today as a reset person, as a rebranded person. Makata kabaya kata ile brokoto rata kaba li proto rati shekeba andi le bakaranto sakia ibele koto rati shekema andi. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
This is how far the Lord has brought us today. Unto Him alone be all the glory. In fact, I don't know. I give glory to the Holy, to the Lord for how He has led us. We are continuing on Friday, and then next week, this is how we are going to deal with this. Be angry. Pray these prayers. I mean, the pattern must change. The cycle must be broken. The story must change. Don't just sit down for the story to change. Make it to change. Engage the altar of heaven. Engage the blood of Jesus Christ. Engage the Holy Spirit. Engage the written word and the revealed word of God. Engage the name of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, you will testify.
Amen.
You are being rebranded. You are a rebranded person. On Sunday, we are going to have a special time. Invite somebody and come. The way I'm seeing, the way the service will go, I'm suspecting something. There is going to be a rebranding.
Amen.
There is going to be a resetting.
Amen.
There is going to be a restoration.
Amen.
Ajaja, heaven is so angry. Heaven is so angry that it is now we are dealing with these things. Heaven is so angry at what we have allowed the devil to do to us. And heaven is also rejoicing that we have awakened. We are now alert. We are up now. I am telling you. Those who have gone ahead of us, Abraham, Father Abraham, others, they are clapping for us. I said they are clapping. Elijah and other Elijah, The apostles, they are clapping. I'm telling you, they are clapping for us right now. They are clapping. I can feel their clap in my spirit. I can feel their clapping of the way we are declaring and we are determined. Say, I am determined. Say, I am determined for a rebrand. I am determined for a reset. Somebody should write it. Say, I am determined for a rebrand. I am determined for a reset. I am determined for a rebrand. I am determined for a reset. I am determined for a rebrand. I am determined for a reset of my life, my circumstances, my situations, my foundations, my background, everything around me. I am determined for a reset and a rebrand. Whatever it will cost me, oh Lord, I am ready. I am willing. The story must change. One testimony comes and it takes 5 years before another testimony. Never, 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 never. There must be chains of testimonies. Testimonies upon testimonies. Testimonies upon testimonies. Testimonies upon testimonies. Testimonies upon testimonies. Because my Father is the God of possibilities. He's the God of possibilities. He's the God of possibilities. He's the God of possibilities. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
They will see and testify with you. Amen. I said they will see and celebrate with you. Amen. I said they will see and testify with you. Amen. I said they will see and celebrate with you. Amen. I said they will see and testify with you. Amen. I said they will see and celebrate with you.
Amen.
Go and continue these prayers. Play them. In fact, I just received a testimony of somebody in Côte d'Ivoire. Eh? Somebody in Côte d'Ivoire who CD in the car. Eh? You can see it. Eh? You can see Destiny House podcast. And he was playing the prayers of March 19 in his car. And somebody sat in the car who also follows our podcast and saw it. And has taken the picture and sent to me. Yes. The person said, Pastor, your prayers are going far. Your prayers are going far. In fact, I think they attend the same church. So he took the picture and sent to me. I cannot send it to you. He said, the prayers are working.
Amen.
Say, the prayers are working. He was praying 19th March prayers. 19th March, he was playing. So he took the picture and sent to me. That was the day he was playing the prayers. So, beloved, it is working. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called, your name and
your
my name
and my name shall never be missing.
And I see something good happening to you.
It is happening to you, and it is happening to me.
Even though 2023 is our year, it is my year. Shalom, yes. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.